Hello, and welcome to Timeless Tales with Buddy, the podcast where we explore the early life and growing up of my 63-year-old grandfather, Gary Harris. I'm your host, Ashton Flores, St. Thomas student, and the best bud of my buddy. Today's podcast episode is about the early life and growing up of my grandfather, or better known as Buddy. As long as I can remember, I've always remembered the special stories he would tell me from his young life, and how he was so lucky to be alive. Today we are going to take a deeper dive into his life growing up with many struggles of having to raise himself. Now, let's hear from my grandfather Buddy. Some key aspects of my talk with him will contain three main categories: his early life, life experiences, and advice. The first question I asked Buddy was, where did he grow up? And he started off with growing up in the valley down south.
I was raised in the Harlingen, Texas, which is down south, Rio Grande Valley, about 25 miles from the border of Mexico and South Padre Island. Growing up down there, it was like growing up in a different world. It was safe, quiet, kind of place you get on your bicycle in the morning and come home at the when it got dark and didn't have to worry about, you know, things happening. Half the time my mom and dad didn't know where we were going, because I had a couple of friends that we would go to different places and just ride all day, and like I said, come home whenever it got dark. And everything was, it was a different world then. I don't think you can do that now, unfortunately.
Buddy grew up different from most people. Buddy was from a small town where he described it as being in a different world, and how where he was from was much safer than the places we live and experience now. Not only growing up differently than most people, Buddy grew up with parents that were separated, which led him having to raise his own self.
My parents separated, I believe, when I was about 10, 11, and it was, you know, pretty traumatic. I had moved with my mom in San Antonio, lived with her for, I guess, until I was 13. And then I moved with my father, and, you know, that was a different way of life. Living with my father, he didn't have many parenting skills, so I kind of raised myself. If I wanted to eat, I had to cook. He always provided a safe house for me, a roof over my head, and food. But like I said, if I had to pretty much take care of myself. That would be the moral of that story. So I.
Buddy continued to talk about how he had to take care of himself, and how he had to cook for himself, take himself to school, and even pay for his own things. Buddy said he learned real quick to take care of himself and the things he owned. Having to go to school and having to pay for his own things, I asked him the question on what school was like and the different jobs he had to work for.
You know, school was different for me. I really didn't like school. School was boring to me, and there's a moral to that, I found. Because school was real easy for me. I didn't go to school as much as I should have, but I'd show up on test day and take the test and sometimes leave. I passed. I got through high school and graduated at the top of my class. School bored me. I went to public school. Of course, I wasn't going to go to private school because my dad wasn't going to do that. But the moral of that story is, and I learned later on, that if you're bored with something, you need to push yourself and be more challenged. Well, the public schools back then, and especially down in the valley, which were pretty poor schools to begin with, that wasn't going to happen. you know, they wanted you to show up to the third period so you could be counted for, and then they got paid. And quite honestly, that's what they cared about. And I know that's not very nice to say, but that's true. I played sports. I played baseball. I played football. I did track and field. I hated to run, so I did the field events, the shot put and discus and things like that. So I didn't have a problem with that. But, you know, that's what I learned pretty much about school. I passed school because I took vocational classes in high school. My sophomore and junior year, I took vocational electronics, which that was 3 hours a day on each day. And then my senior year, I was part of VICA, which is a work program where you basically went to school in the morning, and in the afternoon you worked a job, and I was fixing cash registers back then. So, you know, that got me through high school. Thank God.
So after having all these jobs, which one did you enjoy the most, and which one did you learn the most from?
You know, I've had, seemingly I've had quite a few jobs. I've worked for some major corporations. I've worked for the IBM Corporation. I've worked for NCR Corporation. Worked for Brown & Root, a journeyman electrician, out in the plants. What I found at an earlier age is that I enjoyed the challenge of a job, of getting it, learning it, and then I got bored with it. And so a lot of times I would move on to something that would challenge me, something different. Strangest job that I had that I actually, other than my AT&T work that I do now, is cutting architectural stone in Sealy, Texas. And I was taught by a stonemason from Indiana, and I obviously something I'd never done in my life. And it was pretty nice, you know, working out in the field and shorts on, no shirt, and tennis shoes, cutting these big blocks of marble and granite, and cutting them down to pieces that would go onto homes and swimming pools and things like that. And it was very rewarding. I enjoyed that a whole lot. I enjoyed that a whole lot. That was a lot of fun.
School for Buddy was different from the schooling we experience now. Buddy would go to school, do the work, but would not attend most of the time. He talked about how he would go in, take the test, and then leave. After passing high school, he worked a variety of jobs, including some major corporations. He continued to talk about the different jobs he had and how he settled into working for AT&T. The next question I would ask him was how he met JoJo, my grandma, and what she was like.
I met my wife doing security work. The good story. I was doing security work 3 days a week while I was going, when I went back to school when I was 23, 24, get my engineering, my electronics engineering degree. And I was doing the security work, kept me going money-wise. Anyway, I was working a property that I worked every Saturday and Sunday, and my relief didn't show up that Saturday night. And so I was just going to work through and just work till the next day. And my manager of the owner of the security company had sent this girl out to relieve me. And she came out about, I want to say 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. And I was already halfway through it. I was actually very upset that she showed up because I was just planning on working till the next day and be done with it. But I'll never forget. This was probably the prettiest female that I've ever seen in a security guard uniform. I remember it like it was yesterday, and it was actually 39 years ago. And I acted like such a jerk. I remember that. I acted like such a jerk. And she immediately thought that's exactly what I was a jerk. So we had a very rocky start to that. But one thing led to another, and she liked to talk like I did. And we did a whole lot of talking. And my wife, which I didn't know at the time, was 95% deaf. And I didn't know that for a length of time, because luckily I talked pretty loud. And then I found out finally she had to admit that to me when I was talking behind her back and she couldn't hear me. And but that's how we met. And it's a pretty good story.
Buddy met JoJo, my grandma, through a security job. He remembered thinking about how he was such a jerk because she showed up. Buddy told me about how she was the prettiest girl in a security uniform. He said how they started off at a rocky start because of him being a jerk, but also on how they got along so well because they liked talking to each other, and how they were so similar in that talking aspect. But one thing led to another, and she ended up becoming my grandma and having my mom.
Your mother was very lucky with your mom. Your mom was a lot like I was. She probably had ADD. I think she did. She was a neat freak. She had to have everything in order. I never had to worry about her cleaning up her room or anything like that because it was usually spotless. I remember her. I remember I would always buy her all of these dolls and what have you, and they were just always put up so neatly. I even put shelves all around her ceiling or her wall in her room, and she was just, everything was neat. That was unusual because a lot of kids now are real sloppy, and she wasn't. She was real energetic. She was like I was. She liked to talk. She's not shy. In fact, all the teachers would always, her biggest problem at school was that she needed to go do her work instead of coming up and helping them, because she would be cleaning up the room and talking to the teacher while she was supposed to be doing her work. So she got in trouble for that a lot of times. So we had a lot of talks with that. But she was a good kid. She was a good kid. I was very lucky with her.
Buddy talked about how he was so lucky to have my mom, because she was just like him. Not only having JoJo be like him and like to talk, my mom was the same way. Buddy called my mom a neat freak, someone who would like to keep everything clean, and how she would get in trouble at school because she wouldn't do the work, but instead talk to the teacher and clean the room. Finally, for the end of the podcast, the final question I asked Buddy is advice he would give me for my future self.
You know, I unfortunately, and you know this, I give advice for just about everything, and I believe everything, or most things, are teachable moments, which gets kind of boring for a lot of people. But, you know, I think one of the biggest pieces of advice I could give to somebody is listen to your, I'll say elders, and elders could be anybody who's older than you are, or people who've experienced life that you haven't. And just listen to them and gather what you can from those people, because it's amazing the experiences that people have had that you can learn from. You learn a whole lot at school. You learn a whole lot from teachers and what have you. But a lot of the stuff that a lot of the skills that I've learned in life have been from listening to people and telling me things that the mistakes that they made. And when I was younger, I didn't listen to those stories like I should have. I listened to them, but I didn't maybe put them into practice. And I maybe wish I would have done that more than anything. You know, my dad had a lot of stories and what have you that would have helped me if I would have listened to him, but when I was younger, I didn't listen to anybody. I thought I knew everything, but I guess all young people think they know everything. So that was my biggest mistake that I made.
Thank you for listening to Thomas Tales of the Buddy. I hope you enjoyed this podcast with my grandfather and gave you something inspiring to think about. Consider following us on Spotify. Later, alligator.